This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 862. What should you do if you forget the past tense in a conversation?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, one listener asks us what to do if she forgets the past tense of a verb in a conversation. We'll give you a go-to list of actions to take to maintain the connection. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you feeling today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. We're in the middle to the end of December here. It's crazy getting into wintertime. I am ready for 2018. Are you ready for 2018?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know. I'm ready to set new goals, reach for new things, good stuff all across the board. But Michelle, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so when you're learning a new language or even like in English, you know, what do you do? What is your go-to like action if you don't know the past tense of a particular word or even like the third form, the past participle of a particular word? Like, what do you do?
Well, it depends the situation, but I would say that I kind of just say the present, but with kind of a questioning look on my face.
Okay. In a new language, right? When you're learning a new language.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or if I'm talking to someone who speaks English, you know, I could just ask them. I mean, of course, it would be different depending on how much time I have or who I'm talking to.
Exactly. So that's when you're learning a language. And then even if it's like your native English, like an example for me is sometimes I get confused about the third form of swim. And, you know, technically it's swim, swam, swum. The third form is swum. But it feels very weird. I don't know if you agree with this or not. But
yeah, it's pretty weird.
It feels very awkward to say swum. Like, I've swum here 5 times this week. So what I do is I talk around it so I don't have to use that third form because I don't want to, I don't want to feel weird. I don't, it's, you know, this is interesting to talk to our listeners about this. Yeah. I talk around it. I say, oh, I've gone swimming here, you know, a bunch of times this week, or I've been here to this pool a bunch of times. I'll just talk around it. So, you know, so when we aren't sure exactly what to say, that can feel kind of awkward. And that's what our listeners' question is about. I actually really like this question. I think it's really good for our listeners at their level.
Yeah, I like it too.
Okay. So, Michelle, would you mind reading the question and then we can dig into what our recommendations are here for this listener?
Sure. Okay. So where does it start? It starts
the very top of that next page.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What should I do when I can't recall the past tense of an irregular verb during a conversation? For example, I want to say I flew from New York to Boston, but I don't know the past tense of the verb fly. Perhaps the best way would be to rephrase and say something like, I took a plane, but let's say I can't come up with it at the moment. And I don't want to look it up because I don't want to lose connection. Yeah. Is it okay to say I did fly from, or use the regular pattern, I flied from, or just to use the present tense, I fly from? Which one of them would sound the least unnatural? Or is it better to say, what is the past tense of fly? Another example would be, I left something at home, I wore a jacket, I swam, I sold my car, etc.
Yeah.
Nice question.
Such a cool question, because this is more of a strategy question, right? I mean, I love it when we get the chance to talk about strategy, like how do we balance our desire to be correct versus our desire to connect? How do we do this in the real world? This is what it's all about at your level, guys. So we're going to give you a list of steps in order, kind of go-to actions, things to try. If one thing doesn't work, we try the next thing. Okay. So I think that's the best strategy to come away with today. So first, Michelle, what would be the first thing that you would recommend that our listener here tries to do?
Well, I think the listener even said it themselves. Yeah, I like it. Rephrase it, right? Mm-hmm. So instead of using that verb, try a different one. So instead of I flew, if you can't think of I flew, you could say I took a flight or I was on a flight. So, I mean, that was a really, you came up with it yourself. But so that's the first thing to try, right? Hopefully you could think of that. But, you know, of course, we don't know, as you mentioned, maybe you don't come up with it. So, but that's the first thing to try.
That's the first thing to try. And that's similar to what I said at the beginning. What I do as a native speaker, even with third forms that feel weird to me, I just talk around it. It's the same thing as rephrasing it. And I know our listener did say, like, yeah, like you said, Michelle, what if you can't come up with it? Well, that's true, but you should be building your vocabulary so that you can quickly substitute in something. I mean, that should be just a temporary thing to say, I can't come up with it. That should only be temporary as you are working on it, right? So when you speak English and you use a phrase like, I rode my bike to work today, you want to brainstorm in your head, what's another way I could have said that? What could you say, Michelle? What would be another thing to say? Instead of saying, I rode my bike to work today.
Oh, I took my bike to work today.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is you want to get into the habit of rephrasing when you don't have to. And you're doing that in your mind. So this should be just a habit you're building, something you're always doing, practicing in your head. So when you do get into that situation where you don't know that past tense, you do have the way to rephrase it. You know it. Okay.
Right.
It's a personal practice. And I think it really just comes down to building habits of what we do every day, what goes through our head. And you need to have the discipline to do that. I don't know what else to say.
Exactly. And as long as you keep on building your vocabulary, you know, keep on doing everything you can to learn as much English as possible, you'll start to quickly be able to substitute.
Do you love listening to All Ears English 4 days a week? There are some super exciting things coming up with All Ears English in 2018, and you don't want to miss it. So go ahead right now and hit subscribe so that you get our show when we publish it 4 days a week. Thanks, guys.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not really an excuse in the long term to say that I don't know how to do that. I can't rephrase it, that I don't have the vocabulary. You should be every week building that vocabulary. Okay. I want to be pretty firm about that. That's important. Okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
Lindsay.
Oh, getting firm here, getting tough.
Tough. All ears English. No, just
tough
joking.
Tough love. Okay. But Michelle, what are some things to not do? Like, what are some really bad go-to actions here?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, this listener asked about using did, right? Yeah. So I did fly. So I wouldn't do this. So because it builds a bad habit, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense to put did in there by saying I did fly when you wanted to say I flew, unless you're asserting something, right? So yeah. Like, for example, Lindsay, you didn't fly to Boston. You took a bus, right?
No, I did fly. I did fly to Boston.
Right.
Okay.
So you're asserting, you're correcting, right?
That's so important. So it's really important for a listener to know that if you're swapping in did fly, you're cementing a bad habit and you're saying something that you're not really trying to say.
Right.
It changes the meaning of that phrase. Right. Okay. So we're going to say, don't do that. Don't go to that action. Okay. Don't do that. And let's see, what else, Michelle? What else can we say here?
You asked if we can use I flied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this, Michelle?
Well, of course, we say here connection, not perfection, right? So if you must just get your point across to connect, then say it wrong, right? But that brings us to our next recommendation, which is a lot better, in my opinion. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that this next recommendation here that we're going to tell you about in a second, guys, is better than just saying it incorrectly. And that would be what, Michelle?
Just back ask.
Just ask. Yeah. Okay. Hey, good way to build a connection.
Yes.
So as you said in your question, you know, this is ideal as long as the person has time and seems willing. You're not going to ask everyone, obviously, or not everyone's going to have the time. But this could be a good way to build a nice connection. And, you know, you could also gesture that something was in the past. I used to do that all the time in Japanese. Oh, my gosh. My arms got tired. You could say, you know, I flew yesterday, you know, or I fly yesterday. How do you say that again? You know, how do you say that? That this, right. You know, to fly yesterday, you could say, how do you say that? Okay. So asking, I mean, what do you think about this strategy?
I like it. I mean, like you said, you have to kind of know when is it appropriate, right? So if you're like trying to buy a train ticket or a plane ticket and you're like at the counter and there's a big line behind you, probably just say something, right?
Yeah.
If you're having a conversation with somebody and you're kind of getting to know them, there's no harm in just saying, oh, how do you say the past tense of fly again? I can't remember, or something like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And so for the takeaway today, first thing we want to say is don't cement bad habits. So like by using did, we're going to strongly recommend against that. Don't cement bad habits. And then what's another takeaway for today, Michelle?
Well, as always, prioritize connection, but, you know, don't make that an excuse not to ask for the correct way to say something, right? So in this way, the connection that we're talking about is being honest and asking.
Exactly. Because you might be surprised if you do ask, you know, just like the native speakers that we invited to the Boston Adventure, Michelle, you remember all of our native speakers, Heidi. We had Carol. Those guys were just very open and they enjoyed helping our students, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. If people, you know, if you're with the right crowd, if you have the right amount of time, you're going to have a positive experience.
Exactly. People want you to feel comfortable and they want to help. So don't be afraid to ask. Try to build that connection just by asking. And it's a little bit endearing to become a little bit vulnerable to someone. Ask for help. You might find that you'll build a better connection. And then the last takeaway is, as we said, make sure that you're developing mind habits where you're practicing things so that when you do need skills like rephrasing, you have that skill. You have that vocabulary. It's not an excuse just to say, I can't do it. I don't have the vocab. Well, what are you doing to build that vocabulary every day, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Good.
Boom. There you go. So there's our answer. Good question from our listener. Really good question. And guys, if you are taking the IELTS exam, you know, if 2018 is your year to immigrate to Canada, for example, or go to school in Australia, then you need the IELTS exam. And the place to get your answers, get your 7 or higher, is IELTS Energy Podcast. So go on over there and subscribe. That's from All Ears English. All right. Very cool. All right, Michelle, this has been such a useful episode.
Yes, definitely.
I hope.
Oh, I think so. I think so.
Okay, awesome. We'll talk to you next time, Michelle. Take care.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.